Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 7:32 to 36. John chapter 7, verse 32 to 36. The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus. So they and the chief priests sent some guards to arrest him. Jesus said, "I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I shall go away to him who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me because you cannot go where I will be." The Jewish authorities said among themselves, "Where is he about to go so that we shall not find him? Will he go to the Greek cities where our people live and teach the Greeks? He says that we will look for him, but will not find him, and that we cannot go where he will be. What does he mean?" My theme for reflection is the one we need but don't want. The one we need but don't want. There is an old story about a man stranded in the desert, desperately searching for water. After hours of wandering, he stumbles upon a small shop in the middle of nowhere. He rushes inside and gasps, "Water, please." The shopkeeper shakes his head, "Sorry, we only sell neckties." Furious, the man leaves and keeps walking. Hours later, on the brink of collapse, he finds an oasis with a beautiful restaurant. But as he approaches, the waiter at the entrance stops him and says, "Sorry, sir, no entry without a necktie." It is funny how sometimes the thing we reject is the very thing we need. In John 7:32 to 36, we see this same irony unfolding. The Pharisees and chief priests are faced with Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, the one they claim to be waiting for, and yet their immediate reaction is to try to arrest him. They cannot stand that the crowds are starting to take him seriously. Their hatred blinds them, and rather than consider his words, they focus on silencing him. They want him gone, out of sight, and out of mind. This is not unlike how many people respond to Jesus today. There is a natural resistance to Christ, not because he is irrelevant, but because he is too relevant. His words challenge us, and his presence disrupts the way we like to live. And just like the Pharisees, people either try to remove him from their lives or mock him to avoid taking him seriously. When Jesus tells them, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me," he is referring to his impending return to the Father. However, he adds a haunting statement, "You will seek me and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." These words are not meant solely for the religious leaders, but for all who reject him. They will seek a Messiah later, but it will be too late. They will yearn for salvation, but they will have already dismissed the only one who can provide it. This passage is a reminder that ignoring Christ today does not mean we won't need him tomorrow. The world is full of people searching for meaning, for peace, for answers. But how often do they dismiss the one true source of hope while chasing after things that can never satisfy? C.S. Lewis once said, "There are only two kinds of people, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says, 'All right, then, have it your way.'" The Pharisees had their way. They rejected Jesus, thinking they could hold on to their power and traditions. But in the end, they lost the very thing they needed most. And what about us? Are we pushing Jesus to the margins of our lives, thinking we will get serious about him later? Are we like the Pharisees, so preoccupied with our own way of thinking that we miss the truth standing right in front of us? My dear friends, the call of Jesus is urgent. His invitation is open, but it is not indefinite. He tells us, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Isaiah 55, verse 6. The time to embrace him is now. Not when life forces us to, not when we have exhausted every other option, but now. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you have resisted Jesus' call, pushing him aside instead of truly listening? Number two, what would it involve for you to fully embrace Christ today rather than waiting for a better time? Lord Jesus, you are the Savior we require, even when we do not realize it. Forgive us for the times we have ignored you, resisted you, or tried to silence your voice in our lives. Open our eyes to see you clearly and soften our hearts to receive you fully. May we seek you while you may be found and follow you without hesitation. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.